During that study, we confirmed, I think, 12 species, and we put up nets in corridors, like if you walk out to what we call the waterfall walk there, that the Seton Corridor is fantastic for bats. And so we put up mist nets after, well, we put them up before dark, and then we hung around and just waited for it to get dark. And as the bats emerge, they're not echolocating as much when they come down because they're just following a familiar route, right? So it's not like they're hunting for bugs at that point. They're just going to the place where they're going to get a drink of water and where they're going to forage for the night. And so that's a good time to catch them. They'll fly into the nets because they're not echolocating, so they don't see them, right? And then you have to very carefully untangle them. And when you've got the bat in your hand, then it went to the experts. Oh yeah, we had Mike Serrell here too. So we had Mike Serrell here, Jared, Francis, and those guys are all pretty good. And I was sort of the runner for them. And I got to do the job of holding the bats in these little white cotton bags. We popped them into these little tiny white cotton bags. And because it was cool, I was wearing a down jacket, and I just kind of had them snuggled up with me or in my pocket until they were ready to be processed, which means, was Mike Serrell at that time looking to say, is this male or female? What's the species? You know, do they have a tragus? And they do all of this sort of analysis, and they have the bat in hand, they weigh them. And then I had the beautiful job of being able to let them go. So we just hold your hand out, and as soon as they realize, ooh, I'm not confined anymore, whew, off they go. And then we would listen to their calls, and that would help confirm the species too.